This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. Hey gang, this is Allison, episode number 31. And this is a little treat for the softening and soothing of your soul that was originally shared on a Facebook Live I did for you. I hope you'll enjoy. And you might want to save this one somewhere for when you're feeling a little off. More love, not less. This is episode number 31. Good morning, loves. Welcome, especially replay viewers. I so appreciate you. Say hi when you come in. Let me know that you're on the replay. And I appreciate you being here. It's Monday morning. And I am normally a huge Monday morning person, but like the rest of the country, Texas is 900 degrees. And so we've been getting up earlier to walk our dogs. Hi, Leanne. Hi, Tracy Lee. And this morning, Bill came and got me and was like, are you going to wake up? And I was in that deep REM sleep. And so I've just been soothing. Hi, Erna. I was thinking of you. Hi, Ellen. I've been soothing myself into the morning, just allowing myself to, I've been being tender with myself this morning. I'm not in a bad mood, but I was just tired. So this morning I thought I would share some of the goodness. No, cabin fever from the heat. Exactly. Hi, Kristen. We went out to the pool yesterday and we could only stand it an hour and we were in the water. The water was fine, but like it just was too hot to be outside. And thus the hair up in the bun. There's no such thing as hair down. And so I wanted to share some of the things that have really been impacting me lately. And then I saw a fun post, not a fun post, but an interesting post from Rebecca Hamilton, who is a mindset coach and a colleague through the real estate and real estate coaching world. And I just thought, you know, instead of doing a reading, I would share some of these miraculous mantras and words and poems from Matt Kahn. So this is the book that I'm obsessed with right now. And I've been listening over and over and over. Hi, Joelle. I've been listening over and over and over to the audiobook. And there were just some things when I heard them, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 weeks ago, that made so much sense to me. And there are things actually Rebecca and my friend Isabel have talked about the nervous system. Good morning, the nervous system. And Isabel came to Camp Starheart and talked about the red zone, the yellow zone, and the green zone, the relaxation response. And I love the way that Matt Kahn put some of these things, and I wanna share a reading. I wanna share some of the paragraphs, but then he has these in this book. What I love is are amazing prayers. And then there was actually a prayer. I'm not going to read it this morning, but one of the things, like somebody asked me, my friend Kay. Yes, Jules. So the book is Whatever Arises, Love That. Whatever arises, love that. And so here's what's interesting. I'm going to start off with this. I'm not going to read the whole thing that my friend Rebecca Hamilton put it. It's a public post, so you can see it. Her name is Rebecca Hamilton. And it starts out, once I had a coach tell me I shouldn't be struggling with something I was going through at the time because I'm a mindset coach. I love what she says. I heard these words and they bounced off me almost instantly. I knew they didn't belong to me. Hi, Miriam. I'm sending you so much love. I know I haven't commented or liked, but I have been holding you in my energy. I know that your mom has passed. This will be really sweet blanket for you. And so if I can track the journey of being this hyper positive person, of being, I'm but generally life is half full person. The glass is half full person, and I've struggled with depression and anxiety. The depression has, I did a lot of work in the art field to release some of the depression, and part of that was not outsourcing discomfort. But I realized we aren't taught as littles. We aren't taught from early on how to soothe and hold and manage and honor the discomfort that is life. And so as somebody who has depression or has struggled with depression and anxiety and is treated by a doctor for it, it's so fascinating when somebody says something like that, you can choose how you feel. Well, I have a big yes and no to that. And what I love Matt Kahn's way of talking about it because it makes sense. So the first thing I want to read that he says, because I want it in this context is very important because we all know that there are some things in life that we don't, forgiveness is difficult. We don't want to forget horrible things. It's not like we want to cover over the pain. So this is in no way what I'm talking. So on page 7, he says, so I'm actually going to, this is after the poem I'm going to read you, okay? But he says, in celebration of your true nature, love does not ask you to accept what cannot be accepted. It simply says, just embrace your own heart. I will accept it on your behalf. Love does not ask you to forgive what is unforgivable, but simply says, just embrace your own heart. And I will forgive on your behalf. It doesn't even ask you to love what cannot be loved. Instead, it simply says, just embrace your own heart and I will love on your behalf. No matter the circumstance at hand, love ensures that everything is done through you instead of by you. And so what I love about this, good morning, Odie. What I love about this is there is no outsourcing of discomfort in this. This is holding the pain in love and allowing love to do the transformation. You don't have to choose. You don't have to change. But we get to hold these, you know, this state of unforgiveness, hold our pain, hold our depression, whether it's very severe and painful or whether it's a mild pain, we hold it. And so I wanted to set that context. Nowhere is anybody asking you to bypass things, but we have got to learn how to hold difficult and shadow. I will not call them negative emotions, but we've got to learn how to hold difficult emotions with love and tenderness. And so here's here's the, so this starts on page 5. This is the post I quote. This is, I'm pulling some pieces that I underlined. As love is revealed, as we love ourselves, you guys. The light of our highest potential eases the overactive mind by releasing layers of emotional clutter. Throughout this heart-centered revolution, you come to realize that underneath it all, love is what you are and all you've ever wanted. The willingness to accept this truth and assist in the transformation of humanity is an essential stage of growth that I call eternal cultivation. During this vital stage, your body expands into a conscious vessel of awakening by providing your innocence the encouragement, kindness, and care it has always desired. And though our teachers and parents and world around us meant well when we were young, they told us to not cry, to not feel pain. No one said, here, let's hold your discomfort, let's hold your sadness. So we are getting the innocence, the encouragement, and kindness our hearts have always desired. In the most practical and approachable way, I am honored to assist you in opening your heart to release each worry, dissolve every limitation, and raise the vibration of the planet as a gift that transcends for one and all. Y'all, this is not spiritual bypassing. This is doing and owning the deepest work within ourselves. And as we begin to love and accept ourselves, we begin to understand how to hold space for others. And too often we're trying to hold space for others without holding ourselves. This is the next part I want to read to you. And thank you for listening. Love as the ultimate equalizer. As you embrace yourself more sincerely than ever before, you may discover how your own heart has often been the last in line to receive the support and attention that you give to others. Hello, Shanti. As your heart expands, you no longer overlook opportunities to provide yourself with the same kindness and care that so many in your life are blessed to receive. One loving embrace at a time, you become a living testimony of just how powerful, how aligned, inspired, and happy you have always been destined to be. By loving what arises, you set aside any tendency to deny, avoid, or fight with the inevitability of life to awaken the most profound intimacy within you. In honor of how far you come, and here it comes, you guys, get ready. This is the prayer I want to give to you this morning. I invite you to take this moment to celebrate the arrival of a new reality. Whether you wish to speak these words out loud or read them silently to yourself, please repeat the following healing mantra. And what I love about this, since y'all all behind your computers, you can actually say this out loud. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read it through once, and then I will read it through. So I want you to read it through once and listen. And then the second time I will read it through and we will pause. That way you can say the mantra along with me, because this is so amazing. When I'm sad, I deserve more love, not less. When I'm angry, I deserve more love, not less. When I'm frustrated, I deserve more love, not less. Whenever I'm hurt, heartbroken, ashamed, or feeling guilty, I deserve more love, not less. Even when I'm embarrassed by my actions, I deserve more love, not less. Equally so, when I'm proud of myself, I deserve more love, not less. No matter how I feel, I deserve more love, not less. Despite what I think, I deserve more love, not less. No matter the past I've survived, I deserve more love, not less. No matter what remains up ahead, I deserve more love, not less. On my worst day, I deserve more love, not less. Even when life seems cruel and confusing, I deserve more love, not less. When no one is here to give me what I need, I deserve more love, not less. In remembering the greatest way I can serve the world, I deserve more love, not less. No matter what I'm able to accept, whomever I cannot forgive, or whatever I'm unable to love for whatever reason, I deserve more love, not less. Okay, so let's go through it a little bit more slowly. When I'm sad, I deserve more love, not less. When I'm angry, I deserve more love, not less. When I'm frustrated, I deserve more love, not less. Whenever I'm hurt, heartbroken, ashamed, or feeling guilty, I deserve more love, not less. Even when I'm embarrassed, I deserve more love, not less. Equally so, when I'm proud of myself, I deserve more love, not less. No No matter how I feel, I deserve more love, not less. Despite what I think, I deserve more love, not less. No matter the past I've survived, I deserve more love, not less. No matter what arises up ahead, I deserve more love, not less. On my worst day, I deserve more love, not less. Breathe it in, y'all. Even when life seems cruel and confusing, I deserve more love, not less. When no one is here to give me what I need, I deserve more love, not less. In remembering the greatest way I can serve the world, I deserve more love, not less. No matter what I'm able to accept, whomever I cannot forgive, or whatever I'm unable to love for any reason, I deserve more love, not less. I'm going to read this last part again. In celebration of your own true nature, love doesn't ask you to accept what can't be accepted. It simply says, just embrace your own heart, and I will accept it on your own behalf. It does not ask you to forgive what is unforgivable, but simply says, just embrace your own heart and I will forgive on your behalf. It doesn't ask you to love what cannot be loved. It asks you instead, just embrace your own heart and I will love on your behalf. No matter the circumstance at hand, love ensures that everything is done through you, not by you. How much can you embrace your own heart? How much can you hold your own heart so that your heart can hold it all? There's so much more in this book that is tempting for me to share, and maybe I'll do it over a couple of series. But what I notice is that when we meet ourselves, we so often want the world to meet us, our partner to meet us, our work to meet us, our bank account to meet us. And when we can meet our own selves, this is what I loved about my friend Rebecca, is that when that coach said that nasty thing to her, she recognized that it was not hers, and she held her own heart. And at the end, she says, I love this. If you have anyone in your life that is committed to misunderstanding you, doesn't believe in you or inspire you, or wants to try to make you feel inadequate because they do, release them with love. And so I love that, is that above all, what I see my friend Rebecca doing is committed to understanding herself. And I want to encourage each of you today to commit to understand your own heart. Be willing to understand and hold your own heart. And remember that above all, you deserve more love, not less. And perhaps mindfully pay attention to the way that in your thinking, you use shame, blame, and guilt to not meet your own self with love, right? How you are giving yourself less love with shame, blame, and guilt, and instead turn it around and just meet it with love. You deserve more love, not less. And I'm not even talking about love in the like, go and do something for. I'm talking about the love language that Thich Nhat Hanh talks about of there, pain, I see you. I will not leave you. I'm here for you. Just being with it, the love of holding hands with your own heart, of seeing your sadness, of seeing your tiredness, of seeing anything that you feel, and just acknowledging, I am here for you. I will not leave you. So that's what I wanted to share with you this morning. I'm enjoying, I mean, that's literally in the first seven pages of the book, there's a lot more about the overactive mind, about the inflammation in our thoughts and our emotional bodies. There are quite a few beautiful mantras and prayers in this book that help you release, or have helped me release cords and old stories almost subconsciously. It's by Matt Kahn. I have friends that have been studying Matt Kahn. I've been Matt Kahn groupies for years, and I guess I wasn't ready to hear it, but today I'm ready. So I wanted to share that with you. You deserve more love, not less. Thank you for spending time with me. Joelle says, it's understanding that I matter, and what matters and cares for me is ultimately more important. That which doesn't serve me, I can go. You're welcome, Tracy Lee. Thank you. I love you guys. More love in your life from the inside out. It will make it easier to do it from the outside in when we can do it on the inside. When we can give ourselves that love, then it's so much easier to give that to the world. Love you guys. Bye-bye. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.